Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Well, the fun began for the Trump supporters. Yeah, no, well, that I'm sure last night there were so I know how it feels, the joy after Joe Biden won in 2020. So I totally get the happiness you may have, and I congratulate you on this. And I promise you that I won't say that it was rigged, and I won't whine about it or make the person who lost a victim. And I also won't put up any signs that say blank Donald Trump. I'm just telling you what happened the last time. The last time was ugly, and it escalated into what we saw on January 6th. And it's disappointing, but I'm not shocked by the result. Not shocked at all. I honestly, in my gut, was feeling that that could happen. When we talked before we got off the air yesterday, I said, this is going to be a nail biter. And there's going to be about half the people who are going to be very unhappy and half the people that are going to be happy in the morning.
When you bring up, 2016, I at the time I was on the West Coast, didn't see that coming at all. Like it was, there's a bit of a bubble where I was, especially if you decide to, walk in yourself.
Right.
If you're not really going to look. When he lost, how I felt, to use this analogy, it was almost like I don't hate the guy. I never hated the guy. I hated a lot of the stuff he did, but I felt like this relief, like I had a really bad neighbor and they were moving. And it was like, okay, all right, we're done. That's great. Now, today it feels a little like, oh, wait, those people were renting and he's moving back. Oh, well, I hope it's better this time. But deep down, you just kind of know people are the way they are. But look, people who voted for him, which is a lot, they're getting the table is set for everything he said he would do. Very similar to what happened in 2016. It'll be interesting, though, because if everyone wants what they, expects to get what they want, some people are going to be disappointed, and that's where the trouble is.
It sounds like the number one thing people wanted, according to all of the exit reports that they're saying when they talk to people about their issues, it came down to pocketbook issues. Yeah. It came down to money in the wallet. And I get that. That's if people can't pay bills, it's an issue. So it becomes a problem. And I think it was something that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have not glossed over. They didn't say like, oh, look, it's great out there. They would say that it's rebounding, which it is. So he is being handed a very good economy to start with. The question is, and I guess what we should ask, I think there's a few questions we can ask to the supporters. What do you think he should do first? Or what do you expect will be done?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Because if he is going to have the Senate and perhaps the House, is up in the air right now. It's they still have like 18 or so seats to go. Looks right now like it could very well end up in Republican hands. So he'd have the trifecta. So he'd have enough people to do what he wants to do. I want to know, are you for him going out and immediately rounding up all the quote unquote illegals that he talks about? Is that high on your priority list?
I thought that was a day one for him.
No, dictator on day one.
Well, that was.
What does that mean? I know, we're getting texts from people who are very disappointed as well. Yeah. I get it. Look, folks, someone's like, you must be suicidal. Like, first of all, I'm not. No. And I've explained this to you before. I did not go into this with rose-colored glasses. In fact, I fought very hard for it because I knew how hard it would be. I knew how hard it would be to get past a lot of the things that they had to get past, the economy being the issue, number one. Donald Trump still having a hold on people and people having selective, I believe, amnesia about the real danger that he had posed. And so here is the thing. I have never, when we've been on the air here for the last how many years? How long? Three,
you,
4 years?
And I?
Yeah,
no,
since
I
like 2021, I think.
Yeah, it was right after the pandemic.
I may disagree with things that Republicans did or said, and I'm very vocal and passionate about it. And I don't regret any of that. I don't. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. I have never called you evil for believing in him. I have never denigrated you as a supporter. I have always talked about how I have friends and family who support, and I can civilly disagree with them. So I have never, ever said that the people are bad. Never. And I never will. And I can't say that for other people. And for some of the people who have texted, again, to text things like, you must be suicidal. I am not suicidal, but you should be careful with some of the words you use with people, too. Yeah. And I'm just going to tell you that. And I've said before, I will not cry over politics. I will fight for what I believe in. And I know a lot of you will, too. I want to ask you folks, though, do you expect and will you accept if he does start going after the quote unquote enemy of the people that he doesn't like? So if he doesn't like a media news outlet and tries to shut them down, are you good with that? If he doesn't like a certain reporter, if he doesn't like Liz Cheney because she came out against him, do you think she should go before a military tribunal? And look, no, I'm seriously asking these questions, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when the stuff and if the stuff starts happening, I want you to be held to account for what you believed. And if you say to me, no, I want Donald Trump in there because I want the economy to be better. I don't want him to go after people that disagree with him, because I don't want you to then defend that when he does it later. If now you can say, I will never support that, because what happens is it's like the frog in the pot of water, right? No, I don't like that. No, I don't like that at all. And then you start listening to him, and then he starts trying to justify it. And then the next thing you know, you're agreeing with it. These are concerns that people have had, and we're going to find out. We're going to find out what's going to happen without the guardrails.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because, again, I brought this up earlier, but the 2016 campaign was primarily lock her up. That was a huge, huge thing that was said. And then he came in and they mentioned something. He's like, we're play nice or whatever. He kind of alluded to that was just being, it was just locker room talk. No, it's just like, it's just something he just said. I don't know that people were necessarily disappointed, but there may be things he said that people are going to wait for, whether it's the arrest of Adam Schiff or going after Liz
Cheney. Well, now he's got a senator, Adam Schiff.
will I walk out of this building in handcuffs one day? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think one thing that has always frustrated me with Trump, and this is, again, just I feel like we should all agree on this, which is this Make America Great idea, which is I've always thought it's great. Even when it's bad, it's good, because this idea that, you know, you don't want people to give an opinion when it's not an agreement of one person. That's the beauty of this country, is we can. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't like that someone kneels during the national anthem. OK, right. Just be thankful we live in a country where that person doesn't get thrown in jail.
Yeah. See, these are the things that change us from other places.
We're unique in the fact that we can say bleep the president and no one will take you to jail. You can't say you're going to hurt the president, but you can say, I think he's a dirty liar. That is, to me, one of those things. Not right. Saying the president is bad. Anything. You can just speak your mind,
right.
Express yourself, and that is not going to get you behind bars. And the idea that that's been thrown out there as like, we could do that. It would change everything because eventually you'll have an opinion too on something that's different.
Right.
And
because, the whole point is, what is your line? And if he crosses it,
yeah,
would you call him out? It is not hate speech, folks, for me to talk about what happened on January 6th. So, people texting in and going, stop with the hate speech already. Can't you just look forward to the blah, blah, blah. Look, I said in 2016, yeah, I hope he does well for our country. And he proved me wrong. And the icing on the cake in a very bad way was what happened on January 6th. And the vast majority of you also thought that was horrible and outrageous. And as did the vast majority of Republicans. They did. And they could have held him to account. But here we are, how many years later?
Yeah.
And look, me talking about it because it concerns me about what he'll do in office is not hate speech. I am telling you that this happened. Somebody was texting about, that was not an insurrection, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Very aggressive visit.
Fake electors. Oh, they always have those. No, what they did was not what they always have. And this is the misinformation is what scares me. So before the election, I even said, and you and I both talked about this as well, no matter who wins the election, our country is deeply divided. And it's sure, disappointing because there is a whole bunch of misinformation and disinformation. We didn't even get to, Jason, there's so much that happened yesterday. Why were there bomb threats in liberal cities during an election? Supposedly from Russia? Were they going after any conservative voting areas? Think about that. That is stunning. And what's stunning is, yes, who's going to be the next president is a huge story. But this is a huge story, too, that they literally interrupted a voting process in a number of locations that are favorable to Democrats.
And if you look at the numbers,
it just begs the question. It really begs a question as to what the hell was that about? Wow. Look, we've got to talk about Luzerne County and that is a hellhole in that election department. That
can't get it right. Yeah,
was terrible. I'm not even talking about the fact that something happened with the judge of elections and they had to keep a place open late. The mail-in ballots, the Dropbox last minute decisions and running around like their hair on fire, manually having to get registrations done because they were so backed up. It should never happen. There were people who couldn't vote because they didn't get their mail-in ballot in time. That kind of stuff enrages me. It doesn't matter if they're a Democrat or a Republican. It infuriates me that people, imagine your kids at school and they're waiting for a ballot. By the time they get it, they can't mail it back and they're hours and hours away.
I think journalism in America has really suffered. We've seen that and whatever. You can laugh and point at whoever. You can say, oh, they're a joke. But asking questions to people in power is super important. Questioning those. To your point about the bomb threats, it's very interesting because some would be like, oh, you're making excuses. Look, it's a question worth asking.
You have to ask it.
And if the answer is just like, oh, you're sort of losing. Well, no, hang on a second. What happened? And would you, if I'm sure there's someone out there going, hey, got to do what you got to do to win. Not that saying that they were behind it, but hey, if that's what it took. I don't like that part of our country if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just a coincidence?
Somebody's like, oh, what about the machines that didn't have the ballots in Republican districts? They didn't have ballots in a lot of districts.
Yeah, that's another issue.
And we talked about that. And again, some of you may not have been listening at that time. I am all for giving people all the options to be able to vote. I think we need to have the weekend prior polls open for people to be able to vote so that if something happens, you still have other days that people can go. I don't care if you're voting Republican or Democrat. I think the more people we get into the process, the better for everybody. We didn't even get into some of these statewide races. Republicans will hold all three of Pennsylvania's statewide row offices in January. York County District Attorney Dave Sunday will take over as Attorney General. Treasurer Stacey Garrity and Auditor General Tim DeFore were reelected Tuesday as well. It was a good day for incumbents in the legislature, as most, if not all of them seeking reelection, will be returning to the Capitol for another term. The State House went into the election with a one-seat Democratic majority. The Senate is in Republican hands with a 28-22 margin. I think wasn't that pretty much where it was at? So we shall see. Governor Josh Shapiro. I've seen finger pointing already after this election. And some people have said, look, if Josh Shapiro was on that ticket, would that have helped her across the country? I would think that in Pennsylvania, it may have helped. It could have helped Bob Casey. It could have helped Matt Cartwright. It could have helped with that state. Would it have helped with other states? I don't really know. And I have heard a number of reports that indicate that he didn't want to be a running mate. I don't know if you saw that. And I try to nail it down, but it's like hearsay kind of stuff where people go, well, he wasn't really interested. He thought Walz would be the better guy. So I don't know what the real story is there. I think he obviously has bigger plans, perhaps in 4 years, you know, to run. I definitely see in the future for Democrats, Pete Buttigieg, I see Josh Shapiro,
yes, I see
Gretchen Whitmer.
Right.
I mentioned John Fetterman only because I do think he has a certain appeal to people. It's just, you know, this kind of he is authentic and he can be blunt, you know, and a little crude, but it works sometimes, as we have seen. But, you know, there's many others, too. I'm not just mentioning them. There's many others in there, too. I think Wes Moore.
Yeah, he's
someone that people really.
I like him. I often think, you know, you mentioned Buttigieg, and I don't know if Pete Buttigieg could have won.
I don't know if any Democrat could have won in this environment with the way that those exit polls were going.
I would say this, you know, if it was a few months ago, I was back in my office just talking. I was like, it was around the time when Barron Trump, I guess, invited his father onto his friend's podcast, and they gave him the whatever those big boxy. Cybertrucks. He gave him a Cybertruck. And I'm like, he's going on these podcasts, and it's interesting because it's going under the radar. There's a big audience out there. And then he went Theo Von's podcast. He was running this kind of like, almost like how everyone's like, he's using Twitter. That's not normal. This time he used podcasts, and he really used that to his advantage. And I think the difference is, for whatever reason, whether she was advised to or she didn't want to, Kamala Harris, for the most part, didn't just pop in on podcasts, mm-hmm. which he did. And I think a Pete Buttigieg would have. He would have definitely sat down.
Pete Buttigieg can handle himself.
He is a communicator like he is a comfortable communicator. He's not like Obama had that kind of like preach kind of feel mm-hmm. to him. Pete Buttigieg just be like, I think you're wrong. And here's why. And he's calm under pressure. And I think if there's ever a chance to kind of win some people back, it's got to be less. It's got to be more relaxed. It's got to be more conversational.
You
got to
be more just. I think people, even when you hear them talk and drop the SH word or whatever, you know,
that's become the new norm as well.
But I do think women are held to a different standard.
They definitely are.
And that's unfortunate because it's like you have this balancing act, and what Trump can get away with, a female cannot get away with.
I am obviously not a woman. But I had a little bit of a cringe reaction to certain things last night when the numbers were coming in and they were slow for Trump. Around like 5-6 o'clock, there were some people on X Twitter saying, don't sweat it. Work is getting out. Watch out. Here come the men. They're going to take back our country. And I was like, is this really being spoken? Here come the men. I'm a man. Like, I didn't feel joy in that. I'm like, shouldn't we just be like, the people are coming? Mm-hmm. It was a very specifically targeted, like, we're men, we're going to win this thing.
Well, there's definitely a gender divide, and that doesn't bode well.
I'm not against the men. But I thought it was a very telling thing to be like, men are going to do it for us.
There's a real issue out there regarding that, and it makes me a bit concerned.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy?
Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm going to read some of the texts here and we'll, you know, answer as we go along. But somebody is saying that, let me talk about the First Amendment stuff. We get pieces and we have to kind of put it together. Jason, you're 100% correct about freedom of speech being of paramount importance. Do not fall for the lies of the propaganda left who are putting a ridiculous notion in your head that Trump is going to stifle it. He literally told us that. So listen, whether he does or not, we shall see. But don't tell us the left propaganda put in our head the fact that Donald Trump has said that the news media is the enemy of the people. The other day even talked about it's okay if people wanted to shoot through the news media at him because the bulletproof glass was only on two sides. But he has said about putting reporters that they should go to jail or they're traitors. Liz Cheney, who speaks out against him, needs to go before a military tribunal. So this isn't leftist propaganda that puts those ideas in our heads. It's his own words.
It could be. Look, it could very well be that he's like, we should do that. But he may know, well, this country, that's not what this country's all about. And I can't do it. So it could be like, I wish I could do that, but I can't. I hope it's not. I wish I could do that. Can I do that? Because that's a different
thing. Well, what
thing.
Happened was he wanted to do stuff and people told him no.
Yeah.
This time, I'm sure he will have people there who aren't going to kind of keep him within bounds.
It will be it'll be interesting. I don't know. I don't want to think the worst. I want to go, all right, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. And that's, I have to kind of live my life thinking that.
Somebody wants to know, when's the caravan to Canada to leave? It's too cold there, folks. I'm not going to Canada.
They don't want us. It's like if you look into the whole process, too, which years ago I did for a potential job, it's difficult. It is very difficult to go up there.
Oh, no, it's the way you twist his words and manipulate his words that makes you the enemy. See, this is
called a weave.
Folks, no, that's not what makes
us. I know.
That's when he loses his train of thought. And that's when he does
the
weave.
Switches it up.
But look, I told you what he said. No one twisted those words. And that's what's frightening to people who don't support him, is that people make excuses for his bad behavior. He's had bad character. He's had bad judgment. He picked people for his departments, and the majority of them did not support him and actually said he was unfit. But if he can put money in your pocket,
right?
You know, I guess that's okay, but maybe not concerned about the fact that he could be dangerous.
It doesn't hurt the money in the pocket.
And I get the pocketbook issues. Somebody else texted, and I just want to explain this because I tried to explain this earlier when I talked about the economy. And there's a lot of stuff coming in, but they said, I don't understand what you're saying because you said that people voted because of the economy. And then you said he's inheriting a good economy. I'm saying he's inheriting an economy that all across the world, there was a terrible economy for all countries due to COVID. COVID and the disruptions in the supply chain and everything else. So if you look at the numbers, the United States has actually rebounded the best in the world. We know it's still hard. right? We know that things still cost more. The point we're trying to say is that this wasn't something that happened only in the United States of America. It happened globally. So when I say to you, he is inheriting this at a position where it is coming out of the tunnel, where Joe Biden inherited it coming into the abyss. So it's like, you know, a whole turnaround from where things were the last time around.
Well, I think it's the process of doing that turn, you know, and I think people go, oh, we still, if Kamala would have won, we would have had this uphill battle. It's like, I don't know. We're on a hill, but are we about to go over and go down that hill? Mm-hmm. Will he reap the benefits of that? It's happened before with other presidents. And whatever, you know, and then you take the credit for it. That's kind of how this whole thing works.
Sure.
So, hey, at the end of the day, the results were overwhelmingly different than I expected.
Really? Because I thought it was 50-50.
I thought it would swing either way. But I think Donald Trump is a guilty pleasure for a lot of Americans. What I thought people would say, you know what? I can't tell my friends that I'm not voting for him, but I think he's crazy. I'll vote for her. I was on the wrong side of things. I think people said, I'm not going to tell people, but I'm going to vote for that guy anyway. Mm-hmm. And it was the other way. They said, you know what? It was just this quiet thing. Like, my family won't like me, or my friends won't. I'm just going to go. And it doesn't matter what he says. Mm-hmm. The money in your pocket, that's what it matters.
And that's what it seems like was the driving factor for people, as they say, that's what I want.
We're all about to get rich and Doritos are going to go down to a dollar a bag.
We shall see.
I hope.
Okay.
I hope they're going to Luzerne County to check out the voting machines. Just
being
honest.
On my bingo card, I wasn't thinking of Scooby-Doo.
But thanks for being that distraction we all need, Joe. What's up?
Yeah, thanks. I'm trying my best. I heard I'm going to get cut off here in less than like two, 3 minutes.
You know what? You're not going to get cut off. Well, I don't think anything's changed since the last time. So we'd like to talk weather with you because we've been talking politics all morning.
Yeah, you need a diversion. And Scooby-Doo, I just picked a little date in history. Today in 1969, we had a quarter of an inch of snow and a high of 41 degrees. And I just, you know, I always like to look back because, you know, whoever candidate won, whatever side you're on, there's always been this. You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So in 1969, think about this. We had Nixon as president. We had Vietnam going on. Mortgage rates were 7.5. We are heading into a recession. The Beatles, Come Together, was the big hit. That was a controversial political song. It's almost like there's always stuff, you know what I mean? And everyone always has this gloom and doom, or sometimes overly optimistic, whatever. There's always been turmoil. But Scooby-Doo came out in the fall of 69, and an awesome show. And I still have a crush on Daphne. I can't get rid of it. I don't know what it is.
That's not Daphne. Let's take off that face mask. It's Old Man Withers, Joe. Joke's on you. He runs the carnival.
That would be shocking. So anyway, that's it. I wanted to take you back to 1969. I just checked the records. As far as I can tell, going all the way back to the 40s, there's never been a November that we didn't have at least flurries. And we still have not had flurries yet, and we may not, at least in the next week or two. I know it's only November the 6th, but could this be? It's already a very bizarre fall and early snow season, so this is going to continue. It's going to get a little cooler over the next few days. Yesterday, the warmest election day for a president on record, 76 degrees. Today, it's still going to be near 70. More clouds rolling in this afternoon, maybe a passing shower, but much of the day will be dry. And then overnight tonight, we go down to the 50s. That's it. So it's going to stay mild tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 67. Friday, 65 sunny. Saturday, upper 50s to near 60 and sunny. So three dry days coming on up. Now, are you guys ready for this? I may have to have a workshop for you.
Nice.
What to do when it rains. It's been a while. So there's actually going to be some maybe steadier rain moving in Sunday afternoon into the evening and night. We haven't seen it in many weeks for much of you. So get what you can done Saturday and early Sunday before some, maybe a quarter, half an inch of rain could happen late Sunday, Sunday night. Then it should end on Monday.
I Googled
it. But the trend for next week.
Umbrella Joe.
The trend for next week is more above average temperatures from the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. So now we're already into mid-November, and another surge of warmth will happen next week. Yeah, so umbrella, you what to do when it rains. Yeah, it's been
poncho,
a while.
Poncho, got that too.
Poncho. You go outside in it? You try, is the rain going to hurt your skin? Is it going to ruin your clothes? Is it going to cause staining? I mean, are we going to be able to handle this?
I grew up in that era where acid rain was talked about a lot. That scared me. But I think we're probably safe now, right?
Yeah, I think
we're past that.
We are.
Yes. If you're made of sugar, don't go out in the rain. That's important. If you're totally sugar,
that's true too.
You'll dissolve.
And I want you guys to know too. Remember, I was stressed out about voting yesterday, because I'm so impatient, I didn't do the mail in because I thought it would take too long to fill out.
Right.
So when I did go to vote yesterday, there was only three people in front of me. So it was a quick line, and I got it done.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Same here. I was in and out of the voting place in, like, I don't know, 5 minutes. I was with my wife and my kids. So they were all behind us. And
worked out well.
Nice.
All righty. We shall
talk.
What?
I'm not, the woman did go, "Oh, my God, do you know who this is?"
Oh,
and
geez.
She just stared at me for a while, and she didn't even go through the books. I said, "Well, you got to look me up now in the book." And she...
It really
it
is
funny.
Him.
Because who are you voting for?
Did she yell that too? Who are you voting for?
No. But I felt bad for the people behind me. It's like, okay, speed it up here. Come on, speed it up.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, you said there was nobody there.
No, there were three people in front of me. That went quick, though. They were like, "Oh, yeah, da-da-da-da." And then they got stuck on me, and then like, maybe three people behind me. That's it.
All right. We shall talk next hour. Okay.
See ya.
In the Senate race here in Pennsylvania, Dave McCormick right now has a 61,000 vote lead over Bob Casey. They have not called this race yet, and I'm on the map. And I got to tell you, I'm in radio, so like I'm okay with math. But trying to squeeze these numbers, we've got some large areas.
And I have a calculator on my phone. We all do.
Look at these. I'm just doing math over here. What's 10% of this? And okay, and if he's 10% ahead, this is how much vote is left out there.
We should hire Steve Kornacki. He'd be really helpful right now.
So, look, there's obviously enough votes here that they're kind of like, possibly Bob Casey might be able to, pick it up here. But I have to say, it looks like quite a climb. It would take everything to go his way in the remaining votes. So
you said a couple times that you're not shocked or really surprised by the results.
I'm not shocked by the presidential race. I have to say I am a bit surprised about the Bob Casey vote. I am a bit surprised about that one, I'd be honest. Well, I think Matt Cartwright also was on a little bit of shaky ground as well.
If I had told you, I talked to a psychic who said your silver lining is going to be Bob Casey. Maybe winning. Would you have told me I was crazy?
Yeah, because, poll, and again, the polls, they all were showing a very close race. They really, truly were. In the end, they were showing Kamala Harris having that little bit of an edge. But again, is it that shy Trump vote that was not showing up, or was it late breaking undecideds going for Donald Trump? A lot will be distilled about that because we're still in the information gathering phase here. But so I was not shocked about her. But when it comes to the polling, the fact that Bob Casey was showing, 6 points, I know it was close to like 2-3 points, but it always was showing him ahead. So I am a little bit surprised, by that. So I think what also may have happened is some people, and this happened in 2016, and again, these are things that I remember people saying, is there were some people who thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. So they voted for a Republican, because there are people who say, if I think so-and-so is going to win, I want to make sure that there's a check on it with someone else. So did people, because a lot of polls were showing, not state polls, but polls of who do you think's going to win? And Kamala Harris was doing better in those polls. So sometimes strategically people may go in and go, well, if she wins, I want to make sure there's a Republican. I don't know how much that plays a part in it. We'll wait to see. This Pennsylvania thing could take days. I don't know why it's taking a while for these numbers to come in.
There's a lot of people who say things like, you know, I mean, and I think it's probably fair. There's a lot of things Trump pointed out during the campaign and a lot of other people in the state races, a lot of fear, a lot of, you know, concern about what was going to happen or what was already happening. And fear, I think, in many, if it wasn't the economy, I think fear of what could happen to the country, it drives the vote. But the reality is, like, it's like anything. It's scary till it's not. At some point, people are going to go, oh, okay, wait, it was... Like, did you fix that, or was that really not a fear? I don't know. I think people are on a very emotional high, didn't know what to believe, and we'll see. I'm very curious to see how many of the things he said he'd do on day one, which was quite a lot.
Nobody's expecting someone to do something exactly on day one, but I'm curious to see what his priorities will be.
Yeah, me too. Look, at the end of the day, I don't know what I really don't. And again, I go back to the example. If you're like, he's going to do everything. Like, he didn't lock up Hillary. And I go back to that. Well, it's silly.
I don't think people really. You think people thought they were.
Get an investigation or something.
I don't think we've seen anything in exit polling that says that people voted for him because they'd like him to lock up the people he considers his enemies. I don't. I get that there's a couple fringe people that have texted us who truly believe that I belong in jail, which is very sad commentary on life.
In?
Yeah. Like somebody is like, yeah, you're an enemy. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff that he allows people to be, which is that ugly rhetoric. But
like I saw another one, someone's like, the real Americans voted yesterday. Well, you're an idiot because we're all Americans. This idea that if you vote for one person or another, it makes you better. No, we could be wrong. We can be right. We're all Americans. And though it's just so frustrating that this, like, no, I'm better than you because no, you're just as bad as I am.
You can text us. What do you want him to do? You know, what do you think the first thing that you think he needs to concentrate on doing? There's a bipartisan border bill that already has support. That's an easy one. Just do that.
Maybe he just wanted to sign it.
And I think that the Democrats would have done that one as well.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.